Welcome to our deep dive, and today we're taking a look at iodine. We'll be going through some of the articles and websites you sent in, getting to the bottom of this iodine stuff.
Yeah, there's certainly been a lot of buzz around it lately. I'm especially curious about the "New World with Iodine" tagline on your website. It hints at iodine being some kind of, like, I don't know, game changer for health.
That's a great way to put it, actually. It seems like iodine is often overlooked, but it's a key piece that a lot of people are missing in their health journey. But before we get ahead of ourselves, could you give us a quick refresher on why iodine is considered essential in the first place?
Absolutely. So iodine is a vital nutrient needed by pretty much every cell in the body. Most people connect it with the thyroid.
Right.
But it actually does a whole lot more than that. It's involved in metabolism, helps produce stomach acid, and even plays a role in detoxification.
So it's not just about keeping your thyroid happy.
Nope, not at all. In fact, the research you've been looking into suggests that iodine could even help eliminate heavy metals and other harmful substances. Some sources even point to potential antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It sounds like iodine is way more of a multitasker than most people realize. And this might explain why there seems to be a growing iodine community online. I've seen so many people sharing stories about how iodine has helped them.
Definitely. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence out there, and experts like Dr. Brownstein have been highlighting iodine's role in cellular detoxification for a while now. However, one of the sources you shared, written by Micah, offers a slightly different take on these improvements people are reporting.
Oh, interesting. What's Micah's perspective?
Well, he suggests that just because someone experiences an improvement after taking iodine, it doesn't necessarily mean they've achieved deep, true healing. He argues that sometimes iodine can just move toxins around, specifically into fat cells. He calls these fat-soluble forms of iodine idiolipids.
So instead of getting rid of toxins, they're just being stored elsewhere.
That's his concern. He worries people might misinterpret this temporary relocation of toxins as actual healing.
I see. So what does Micah propose instead?
He's a big advocate for something he calls nutritional balancing. He believes that true health requires a broader approach, taking into account the synergy between different nutrients. Iodine is important, he says, but it's only one piece of a much larger puzzle.
It sounds like he's saying that while iodine can help clean up the cells, there are other nutrients needed to fully restore and rebuild them.
Exactly. And that's where his perspective ties in with your website's New World with Iodine idea. To truly unlock that new level of health, we need to look beyond just iodine and understand its role within a holistic approach.
So iodine is like a facilitator, helping other nutrients do their jobs more effectively.
You got it. It can unlock a lot of potential, but without addressing the other supporting players, we might not see the transformative results that some people are hoping for.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not about a quick fix. It's about recognizing that our bodies are complex systems and addressing health from a more holistic perspective.
Exactly. And I think that's what resonates with a lot of people who are drawn to iodine. They're looking for a more complete understanding of how their bodies work and how to optimize their health.
So while iodine can be incredibly powerful, it seems like we need to ensure it's working in harmony with other essential nutrients to really experience its full benefits.
Absolutely. It's not about isolating iodine, but integrating it into a balanced approach that supports cellular health from the ground up.
All right, so let's talk about those other essential nutrients that can make a big difference when it comes to iodine. What are some of the key players that Micah and these other resources emphasize?
Well, a few stand out for sure. Magnesium, vitamin C, unrefined salt, and selenium. They all have their own unique benefits and work together with iodine to maximize its effectiveness and minimize any potential downsides.
Interesting. I'm really curious to hear more about how these nutrients support iodine and why they're so important in this context.
Let's start with magnesium. It plays a crucial role in so many bodily processes, and a lot of them directly impact how iodine functions. Without enough magnesium, our cells can't properly utilize iodine.
I see. So magnesium is kind of like a partner in crime for iodine, helping it do its job effectively.
Exactly. And then we have vitamin C, which is a powerhouse antioxidant. When we introduce iodine, it can create some oxidative stress as toxins are flushed out. Vitamin C steps in to neutralize those free radicals and protect our cells from damage.
So it's like having a cleanup crew on standby, making sure the detoxification process doesn't backfire.
Precisely. And they even recommend using liposomal vitamin C, which is absorbed much better by the body. And then we've got unrefined salt, like Celtic sea salt, which provides a natural source of minerals our cells need, especially when they're working hard with iodine.
So we're not talking about your average table salt here.
Nope, definitely not. Unrefined salt is packed with a wider range of minerals that are essential for cellular function and help maintain electrolyte balance, which is super important during detox. And last but not least, selenium. It plays a vital role in how the body uses iodine, particularly in the production of thyroid hormones.
So selenium helps ensure that iodine is being used safely and effectively in the thyroid, right?
Exactly. It's like a quality control check, making sure everything runs smoothly. And it's interesting that the Why Iodine guide you shared suggests starting with a small amount of selenium to ensure the body's using iodine properly.
This focus on a balanced approach is fascinating. It really shows how interconnected our bodies are and how one nutrient can influence the actions of another.
And that's why Micah stresses the importance of the bigger picture. Focusing on just one piece won't get us to true, lasting health.
It all comes back to that new world with iodine idea. It's not about adding a supplement. It's about shifting our perspective on health and realizing that a holistic approach is key.
Absolutely. And that's where resources like the Why Iodine website and Micah's Facebook page become invaluable. They provide so much information and support for people navigating this new world and trying to understand all the ins and outs of iodine supplementation.
It's great that those resources are available because it seems like there's still so much mystery and misinformation swirling around iodine. It could be hard to know where to start.
Yeah, definitely. That's why it's crucial to approach it with curiosity, think critically, and listen to your body. Start slowly and see how you feel.
It's about being an active participant in your own health journey instead of blindly following protocols.
You got it. And remember, this is just one piece of the puzzle. We need to keep learning, keep exploring, and trust our intuition as we navigate this new world with iodine.
So we've talked about the importance of a balanced approach and supporting nutrients, but there's one thing that I'm still curious about. If iodine is so essential and potentially beneficial, why isn't it more widely recognized? It feels like there's a lot of mystery and maybe even some misinformation around it.
It's a really good question. And to be honest, it's something that both Micah and the Why Iodine website touch on. There are a few possible explanations, and they all kind of make you think about how information gets shared and controlled, you know?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. What are some of the theories they put forward?
Well, one idea is that iodine might have gotten a bad reputation somewhere along the line. Maybe there were studies that didn't quite get it right, or perhaps it was linked to certain health problems that people didn't fully understand at the time. But whatever the reason, sometimes negative information just sticks around, even if it's been disproven later on.
It's like a rumor that just won't die.
Exactly. And then there's the profit factor. Iodine is a natural element, easy to find, and not very expensive.
So not exactly a gold mine for pharmaceutical companies.
Right. They tend to focus on developing and selling those high-priced patented drugs.
It makes you wonder if the healthcare system is always about health or if it's sometimes more about, well, profits.
It's definitely something to think about. Then we have the whole regulatory landscape to consider. The FDA regulates iodine, and they've voiced some concerns about its use in making methamphetamines.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. But is that really a valid concern when it comes to iodine?
Well, the sources you sent actually point out that the FDA hasn't really given any hard evidence to back up that claim. It's difficult to say what's really going on there, but it does make you wonder if there are other reasons, maybe even attempts to downplay iodine's potential benefits.
It's all a bit unclear, isn't it? Like there are these whispers and shadows surrounding iodine, and it can be tricky to figure out what's true and what's not.
Exactly. That's why it's so important to become your own advocate when it comes to your health. Don't just accept everything you hear. Do your research, consider different perspectives, and make the choices that feel right for you.
And that brings us back to you and your website. You're embracing this whole new world with iodine idea, but you're also acknowledging that there are gaps in the information out there, that some of the logic is missing when people try to approach health without considering iodine.
Yeah, I think Micah's work really exemplifies that. He's challenging the conventional wisdom and encouraging people to really think about their health in a new way.
He's not just providing answers, but actually empowering people to find their own.
And that's what I find so inspiring about this whole deep dive. It's about taking charge of our health, understanding our bodies, and becoming active participants in our own well-being. It's about asking questions, seeking knowledge, and finding those missing puzzle pieces that can truly change our lives.
That's a great way to put it. Sometimes the most impactful things are the ones we overlook.
Exactly. And this just shows how important it is to stay curious, open-minded, and ready to challenge the norm when it comes to our health. So as our listeners continue their own exploration of iodine, what's one final piece of advice you would offer? What wisdom can they take with them on this journey?
I would say trust your instincts and don't hesitate to experiment. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep seeking out information that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. It's all about becoming your own health advocate and figuring out what truly works best for you. Remember, optimal health is a lifelong journey, not a finish line. There's always something new to discover, and every step you take towards understanding your body and its needs is a step in the right direction.
Well said. A huge thank you to you for joining us today and sharing your expertise. This has been a truly fascinating deep dive into the world of iodine.
The pleasure was all mine. It's been a great conversation.
And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We hope you found this episode insightful and that it sparked a curiosity to keep exploring the incredible potential of iodine. Remember, knowledge is power, and the more we understand about our bodies, the better equipped we are to make informed choices for our health and well-being. Keep diving deep, and until next time, take care.